This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London, Nick, and good morning to you.
Morning, Johnny. Good to be with you.
Let's start with the most up-to-date news on these ADP figures. The ADP numbers, of course, reflect jobs. And we've already had reaction from President Trump after these numbers have come out. He's called on the US Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to lower interest rates after what is actually quite weak jobs data. Interesting to hear that response from Donald Trump. But the question is it going to make any difference in terms of the rates?
Yeah, no, I mean, to your point, Johnny, pretty quickly after this data point came out, Trump says Fed's Powell must lower interest rates, according to his Truth Social post. And we do see it in the 10-year. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But with the numbers that you mentioned, so let's just go through them really quick. The ADP non-farm employment change numbers forecasted for 111,000, they came in at 37,000. That's a pretty steep miss in terms of employment change. In terms of revisions, there was very little revision, slightly lower from 62,000 previously to 60. So the big thing here, the big story for the labor data is still kind of unfolding this week because we have the NFP report on Friday, we have the unemployment claims tomorrow, and we have unemployment rate as well on Friday. We also had JOLTS job openings to throw that into the mix, which was a report from yesterday, which did come in upbeat. So we actually had a strong job openings report number followed by a weak ADP number. So I think it's a little bit, we still need to wait and see, I think, from going into the end of this week, how the rest of that data falls, because right now I'd say you've got one in each hand, right? One for the Hawks, one for the Doves in terms of rate cuts, rate pauses. The story here with ADP numbers, though, with Trump reacting to this is, you know, he didn't say anything yesterday when job openings were strong, but has said something when ADP numbers have come in a bit soft. The big question with all this is whether or not tariffs give us any sort of confidence, because if there's any development, any knowns that come out, then I do think that it is appropriate. We've talked about this with Kenny when he's been on when we discussed this topic. I do think it's appropriate for the Fed to begin cutting interest rates. But the big question mark for the Fed is where's the inflation yardstick going, if you will, if you get these big sweeping tariffs back on the menu and suddenly trade dynamics do cause some sort of sticky inflation scenario again, right? So the Fed is caught between a rock and a hard place, as it seems they always are. But again, these ADP numbers this morning, definitely a little disappointing on the labor side.
And I wonder whether these numbers are connected to the uncertainty over tariffs. And going back to what you were saying before about inflation, where we were a few weeks ago was people were terrified of the inflation that would come out of these tariff rates. I don't think we're ever going to get to those rates that were threatened when we saw the famous board out in the White House. But it doesn't seem like we're going to see anything anytime soon either. So I would be surprised if there's any inflation due to tariffs for quite some time. Hence the reason why perhaps the Fed could cut the rates.
That's a good point. And I do think also, just like all of us watching for a statement from Japan, watching from the EU and the US for deals to get made, I'm sure very confidently that the Fed is wired in even more so than us on those conversations. Even though when this all got started, Johnny, remember that Powell kind of refused to comment on the fiscal, you know, plan or the policies, the tariff decisions. Now it's in his face because, of course, it's in his backyard, which is the inflation mandate, right? So now there's high attentiveness to what's happening with different trade partners and things like that. And I think that the Fed, as much as it is, they're going to get criticized by the president to not make a preemptive move. There's something that I've been thinking about that I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. Trump makes these kind of posts saying, hey, you know, you need to cut the interest rates. But remember that that Trump and team have more information than the rest of us. They are in these negotiations. They know what is happening behind closed doors with countries. And they're saying, you need to cut interest rates because they have a little bit more forward knowledge on some of the that is, of course, why everything Trump and team posts causes such a market stir, is because the market's like, hey, they know something that the rest of us are not yet aware of, or they have some information based on private dealings and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of the ADP numbers, is it a little bit of forward uncertainty? Maybe a little bit. We do still see many sentiment surveys showing some uncertainty in the markets. But to combat that, we did have CB consumer confidence, which came in really strong last week, which showed a little bit of a rising optimism, I suppose, in terms of all of this uncertainty that you mentioned.
On that point you made about Trump and team, I'm not quite as confident as you are, actually, Nick, that they do know what is going to happen next. Hopefully there is a plan. Interesting to see the oil price go up today. Now, based on what we've seen in terms of the numbers and the uncertainty around, I'm surprised to see that.
Yeah, I mean, so if we take a holistic view at what's been coming out of the U.S. economy in terms of economic data recently, which has been, we've had some mixed sentiments, some good, some not so good data points coming out of the United States. I do think that globally we've seen everything hold up a little bit better than people had expected. That was why, you know, following that April 2nd and April 3rd, I believe there was a big OPEC announcement of increasing production during that time too, which really added fuel to the fire, if you will, on the price of oil as it you know, charged lower. We've seen a rebound. We've seen things kind of going sideways. But if you, for traders, investors listening to the podcast, pull up a price of oil chart, and you'll see we're sitting at least at the time of recording this on Wednesday, the 4th of June, we're sitting at a kind of multi-month high point here, going back from that April drop-off that we see. We're very, very close to a potential breakout there that could signal maybe some sentiment around oil is finally shrugging off from so much bearishness that we've had in recent times. Again, this is a story that goes beyond just the United States. It's the state of the global economy. If the global economy still, you know, has a strong demand outlook for oil, that could be potentially a bullish catalyst. But we're very close to that potential fresh breakout there on oil prices. And, I do think that you've had oil prices trending lower for multiple years now. Of course, the high being marked by everything that really happened in Ukraine with Russia. Since then, we've seen global supply increases in other places. That's helped to offset that. But yes, very, very interesting to see oil potentially starting to put in a bit of a double bottom formation around the $56 a barrel level for WTI West Texas oil.
What about the 10-year numbers? Could that be an indicator in terms of rate cuts?
Yeah, so today with the services PMI numbers, which we should cover that too, I forgot to mention that earlier, the services PMI numbers also came in soft. So we had two back-to-back key metrics from the United States economic reports that did miss expectations. So that ADP non-farm employment change number was soft. But so too was the ISM services PMI number, came in at 49.9, showing contraction expected in the services component of our economy. Forecast for that in the United States was 52. So that's a big miss. So we had misses on ISM services PMI and the ADP non-farm employment change numbers. And so with that, in tandem, we do see the 10-year government bond yield dropping pretty good here, down to 4.383, at least at the time of recording this. And that does sort of lean a little bit more in terms of probabilities of rate cuts. I don't know that it necessarily dramatically moves the needle, but the more economic data that does kind of drop the shoe, if you will, the more likely that the Fed has what it needs to say, okay, let's pull forward a rate cut and get that process started a little bit sooner, even if there's not a full certainty on what's going to happen with tariffs. At some point, you know, they feel maybe they can afford to wait, but if data starts coming in, they're going to potentially be forced to act sooner.
Okay, well, we'll no doubt learn a little bit more on Friday when we get the latest non-farm payroll numbers. Until then, Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.